Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to LombardiAv.com's special edition Packer Sports Panel show here on Blog Talk Radio, where for the next 30 minutes, we will be talking about everything Green Bay Packers for as much as our time allows. Hello, everybody. I am your host, Davey Miller, and joining me on this special edition of the Sports Panel this morning is producer Ray Rivard from LombardiAv.com. Welcome, Ray, and let me tell you, let's get right down to it. The Packers have now lost three in a row since Aaron Rodgers was hurt in the very early going of the game 3 weeks ago, and since then, the Packers are 0-3. What's going on with the Green Bay Packers, Ray, that they can't pull out a win against supposedly some of the weaker sisters in the league, that when we looked at the schedule with a healthy Rodgers, we automatically put those games into the win column. Now all of a sudden we can't buy a victory. So what's your assessment of yesterday's game overall, Ray?
Very disappointing. You would think that going into New York against the Giants, yeah, they won three games in a row. The Packers had lost a couple in a row. But you figured that they would at least defensively would have picked up their play, and that's my biggest disappointment is on the defensive end. You can expect that with a third string quarterback and Scott Tolzien, he's going to throw a pick or two. That's gonna happen. But the defense. Yeah, they sacked Eli Manning four times, but it came late in the game. They were soft all day. They just didn't seem to have the fire and the desire that a defense needs to win football games in the NFL. So that's my biggest disappointment coming out of the game is the defense. Offensively, the run game got shut down. But again, I think that was, they load the box. And it's predictable that they're going to hand off to Eddie Lacy. The play calling was a suspect at times. It wasn't very creative. Overall, just like everybody else in Packers Nation, I'm very disappointed. I have a bad taste in my mouth this morning. it's hard to describe this feeling because for so long now, we're looking at a couple decades where we've had season after season with only a couple clunkers in there where the Packers have been competitive. Right now, they're not competitive. And, the next few weeks are going to be interesting.
Well, I'll tell you, I think one thing, I feel exactly the way you do on the defensive side of the ball. If you would read, as you know, the articles that I have written about that Green Bay Packer defense since the season started, I have just been oozing over that defense and particularly that defensive line. And for good reason, those first seven games. But it just seems it's probably coincidence that it happened the same time Rodgers went out. I don't know. But I'm like you. I think the defense should have just kept continuing on. But their play has fallen off. And I don't know if it's the number of plays. We only ran 54 plays yesterday. Against Chicago, when Rodgers got hurt, we only ran 55. But Tolzien ran against the Eagles. We ran 78 plays, I think. But big disappointment on that defense. There's supposedly a lot of talent over there. I think there is. Tremont Williams finally stepped up. We've been calling him out of late. I thought Brad Jones played a good game as well. But overall, I look at the box score. We held him to 78 yards rushing. That's a good day for a rushing defense. But it's just when a play, an impact play needed to be made, the Packers still aren't making them. Yeah, we got the one pick yesterday, but that's only the second interception in the last seven games and only the fourth for the year. And that's just not going to cut it, Ray.
No, no, it's not. And let me ask you this, Davey. Do you think that the loss of Sam Shields really affected them yesterday?
Well, certainly when you have a cover corner like Sam Shields, it's going to force an adjustment. But I don't think that was – I think missing Aaron Rodgers was the key to the game yesterday. But Sam Shields is one of our priorities in the offseason to get re-signed. He's one of my favorite players. He's rapidly developing into a top-flight cornerback. So, yeah, I think we missed him a little bit. Now, let me throw a question back out to you, Ray. Is there a quarterback controversy in Green Bay? Flynn or Tolzien?
Boy, good question. I think they have to stick with Tolzien. Unless he gets injured, just comes out and fumbles the ball. He did throw interceptions, but, he managed the game pretty well yesterday when he was on the field. The thing is that you said it, that the lack of offensive plays, the defense being on the field for most of the game, really, I think that hurt Tolzien a lot. Overall, I like the guy. He's got a strong arm, and he kind of reminds me of a young Brett Favre who gets excited out there and does things that you scratch your head and say, God, why did he do that? But he, like I said, he manages the game well. It seems like the guys rally around him. So I don't think we play this Minnesota Vikings game and decide, the day before who's going to be the quarterback. You stick with the guy, you put him on the field, and you let him play. I think they brought in Matt Flynn to be insurance in the event that Tolzien goes down injured. Otherwise, I think he plays.
Yeah, I think they stick with Tolzien as well. And, I'm not by nature a complainer, so I'm not going to beat this horse to death. But I'll just say it kind of one last time and just leave it. And that is, Scott Tolzien looks like a very good prospect, but this is not the time for on-the-job training.
Right.
Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson should have had that backup quarterback position filled before the season started, not kind of piecemeal it together as they went along this season. So I'm kind of disappointed, and I've mentioned this on our shows before, Ray. I'm disappointed in quarterback guru Mike McCarthy for not having more in the cupboard, and Ted Thompson, for a team that is genuinely considered a Super Bowl team. And they were humming along four in a row, 75 to 80 plays a game. Lacy's getting 90 yards a game. Nelson, Boykins, the offensive line was intact. That's maybe part of the problem as well. Barclay was inactive yesterday. We had to start Marshall Newhouse again, although he played better than he had the previous couple of games. But it's just all tied in together, isn't it, Ray? You got a quarterback that's inexperienced. He makes some mistakes. He's definitely got a nice touch on the deep ball. He's tough as nails. I really like him. I like his moxie. But, again, we should have been better prepared at that quarterback position and backup center, really, moving forward before. Go ahead, Ray.
And you go back to the Holmgren and Wolf years, and they always had a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, Ty Detmer, Mark Burnell, Doug Peterson.
You bet. Yeah, they always had somebody who they could go to in a pinch. And, it just doesn't, in the last few years, it doesn't seem like that's been a high priority. I don't know if Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy think that Aaron Rodgers is invincible, but, you're right. It's something that they should have dealt with a long time ago. They didn't, and now it's coming to bite them in the butt.
And we're not talking 2020 hindsight. You and I have been beating this drum since day one this season, and it's certainly come to fruition. It's naked and exposed now. It's out there. But, hey, none of us is ready to jump the ship.
No.
We're still in a playoff hunt. Detroit losing yesterday and San Francisco losing yesterday, giving them four losses, really kind of minimizes the loss. It would have been business as usual had Chicago lost in overtime, but they kind of pulled one out. But, the Packers, they play three of their division opponents again. They're 2-1 in the division right now. They play Minnesota, even with Scott Tolzien, a quarterback. That's a game they certainly are capable of winning. You win that one, lose to Detroit, you're 6-6. You get Aaron Rodgers back, you got the final four-game stretch. If he comes back that soon. But to get to that point, it's going to start with this Sunday's game. And, Ray, let me ask you this. Is the Viking game a must-win game in relationship to the Packers' playoff hopes?
Absolutely. I think so, too. Yeah, not only is it a must-win for playoffs, if the Packers are going to even be considered in the NFC North hunt, they have to beat their division rivals, especially the Vikings, who, are pretty much down and out at this point in the season. They have very little to play for except for pride, and wouldn't they love to come into Lambeau Field and beat the Packers? That might be a death knell to the Packers. It wouldn't be, but it could be. We certainly don't want to lose to that team at home. And for the Packers to lose three games at Lambeau Field in a row, that's pretty much unheard of in, the past couple decades. So, Davey, I think it is a must-win.
I think it is, too, and I'm going to write an article on it this week that I think that this Vikings game is a must-win because after that you go to Detroit, and right now that's looking like a loss. So you kind of almost have to win this game. Not that you can't go into Detroit and beat them. We certainly can. But you got to take care of the Vikings first. And as you mentioned, they would love enough to come in here and do nothing better than to spoil our playoff hopes. And so we got to take care of the Vikings first. It's at Lambeau Field. We've beaten them earlier in the year, and I think we can do it again. Our run defense is going to have to play a heck of a game against all day, Adrian Peterson.
Right.
I think we can do that. We'll finally have a quarterback matchup that's more even than before.
Right.
Christian Ponder should be under center for the Vikings, and I don't know. I might even take Scott Tolzien over Christian Ponder at this point. But, I'm thinking that's a must-win, Ray. We're 2-1 in the division. That's a big tiebreaker. That's the second tiebreaker, in fact, after head-to-head. So, we still kind of I think we control our own destiny at this point. Right now we're in the 10th spot. If the playoffs would start today, we're on the outside looking in. But we still control our own destiny, so I don't think all's lost. The season's not lost yet, but what a big game up at Lambeau this Sunday.
And not only that, Davey, another game to look at is tonight's game with the Patriots and Carolina. If the Patriots take care of Carolina, that even makes the wild card spot open up even more. So That'll be a big game to look at, too.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that NFC conference is kind of in a tight fit right now. You got teams with 4 and 5 losses that are in the playoffs, and Green Bay's at 5 losses, not in the playoffs. So they're right there on the cusp. They just need to kick that door open and go through it, but they've not been able to do that as of yet. Now, another effect of the quarterback we see is, and you alluded to it just a tad earlier, Ray, is Eddie Lacy's numbers have been dropping dramatically. He was held to 1.9 yards per carry yesterday. He only gained 20-some yards. Let's see, he gained 14 carries for 27 yards, 1.9 average. His longest gain was 5 yards. That's certainly not what we were looking at when that offense was humming. So, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers being out has affected the running game, time of possession, number of plays. Mm-hmm. It's affected the defense as far as how much longer they're out on the field. Just a total ripple effect. And if Aaron Rodgers is not the most valuable player in the league after this, he probably won't win it because he's missed so many games, but it just shows that Aaron Rodgers is just one of the best players in the league and certainly probably the most important player on his team, more so than any other team out there. Yeah, you got Brees, Brady, Manning, but even Manning's got Brock Osweiler. It's just amazing how the ripple effect when you lose an elite player.
It really is.
Go ahead, Ray.
And for a player, to lose a player like Rodgers, it really is amazing, isn't it? You said it all right there, Davey, is the ripple effect across the team, defense, offense, running game, passing game, time of possession. It's all affected. Special teams, even, you know, all those guys. You know, it's almost like when he went down, you could just hear the whistling of the air being sucked out of that balloon over in Green Bay, and it hasn't stopped. It's continued for the last 3 weeks, and until that guy comes back, I hope there's enough air behind those sails that they can get at least one or two wins before he comes back.
You know, the thing is, they've had time mentally to adjust to it by now. You know, they always say at the very beginning, yeah, next man up, this and that, but you know that's got to affect them. But at this point, with Rodgers out, we're just trying to hold the fort until he gets back. But when you try to hold the fort, you want to win a game or two. Right now, the Packers are 0-3. And are desperate for a win, and I'm going to use that word desperate because once again, the Viking game appears to be a must-win game because of the fact that we got to go play at Detroit after that, and that's going to be a huge game. We beat them earlier in the season when they didn't have Megatron, and now we're probably going to have to go in there without our best player and try to beat them, kind of a turnabout's fair play. So the Detroit Lions, you know, they're the team to beat right now, but again, we got to take care of the Vikings before we do anything else. Now, Ray, what about that offensive line? You know, was the offensive line play kind of, you know, Tolzien didn't get sacked. They were 9.5 minutes less time of possession than the Giants. What did you see out of that offensive line?
I thought, you know, overall, I was pleasantly surprised. You know, take away the lack of the running game, but you know, I think a lot of that stems from the fact that Barkley wasn't in there because he's a heck of a run blocker, and he's a little meaner, a little quicker than is Marshall Newhouse, and I think that may have had an effect, not only on the run game overall, but the play calling for McCarthy. He may not have, the circumstances were what they were, but I think because he didn't have Barkley in there, that his play calling was affected. But yeah, you're right. Tolzien did he have one sack? I don't remember if he was if he got hit once or twice or.
I'm looking at the box score from the from the Journal Sentinel, and it said the Giants had no sacks.
Okay, well, yeah, you got to believe that.
But of course, they did have that pick six from a defensive lineman, so that kind of, that's equal to like four sacks.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But that was not caused by poor line play. I mean, the guy just drifted into the line of sight of the ball and made a heck of an athletic play, and you can't take that away from him. I mean, that guy is an all-pro for a reason. And
they get paid, too, on that other side of the ball, don't they,
exactly. Ray? Exactly. They sure do, yeah. So he made a heck of a play on that. You can't take that away from him. But overall, like I said, I was pretty pleasantly surprised with the pass protection, anyway, of the offensive line. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then looking forward now, too, you would think – that Tolzien, I really like the kid, and I think Packer Nation does too. It's just this, it's just the timing of it all. If he had been in the stables all off season during the OTAs and got more experience in the system, obviously he's a smart guy. They say he's got the system down. He doesn't, they can open pretty much the whole playbook for him, so that's not the problem. He just needs experience. And that's
right.
Where this on-the-job training is coming in. He's getting the experience, and, yeah, that's great for the future. But right now we're in a dogfight for a playoff spot. And not only does Tolzien have to step up his game, everybody around him does as well. The blocking unit, Corliss, Eddie Lacy, certainly the defense, everybody's just got to step up. But they just simply haven't to this point. And that's been the biggest disappointment, because you and I both know there's a lot of talent on this team other than Aaron Rodgers. We certainly have enough talent to win this Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau Field.
Right. Tolzien, he's been thrown into a pretty tough spot here. You come in for the best quarterback in the league, bar none, in my estimation. Those are some pretty big shoes to fill. And Packers Nation, I think everybody's been pretty patient with him. They understand what he's dealing with. I think everybody sees that the guy has some talent. Like you said, he's got a heck of a long ball that he throws. And he seems to be, he seems to be picking up some chemistry with the other receivers, with Jones and Jordy Nelson. He looks good with Boykin. I would like to see the game plan incorporate more of the tight ends. I mean, we're not seeing them. We saw a couple catches yesterday from Corliss and
Bostic.
Bostic, yeah, thank you. It's coming together, but boy, it's going to take some time, and hopefully by the time he gets things rolling, Rodgers will be back. So let me ask you this, baby. Let me throw this out there. I know we're running out of time, but I'm going to throw out one name for you, Dom Capers.
Don Capers' system works. We won a Super Bowl with him. People are always looking for someone's head to put on a stake when things like this happen. I don't think this should fire him in the middle of the season. I certainly think he should ride it out this year, and then assess it after the season. But right now, I think you keep everybody in-house. If I'd have fired anybody this year as a coach, it would have been Sean Slocum. I'm always frustrated with that guy and how the special teams just gives up, you know, play after play. But I think Don Capers, you know, his system works. Everybody's very familiar with it. You know, he's not the one, you know, the old adage, he's not the one out there blocking and tackling and, you know, not getting them off the field on third down. So if you're asking me if we should fire him now, I say no, keep him. If you say should we make a change after the season's over, I think that's a possibility. But right now, I think we need to just stay with what we got, fight with who we have, and let's get this thing turned around and get into the playoffs, even if we have to be road warriors. We got to get to the big dance, number one, because once you get in, anything can happen, as we proved in 2010. So I say keep Don Capers at least through the rest of the year.
I agree. Yep.
Well, Ray, as you mentioned, we're starting to run out of time here on our special edition of the Packers Sports Panel here on a Monday morning. Why don't you give us your final thoughts of the game? We're not really going to do predictions or anything for Sunday because, again, you're one of our regular guests on the Thursday morning podcast, and I'll be asking you your predictions then. But just give me the overall state of the Green Bay Packers at this point from your perspective, and then I'll close it out. Give me about 2 minutes, Ray. Go ahead.
Well, like I said before, I was disappointed in yesterday, disappointed that they didn't win the game that they probably should have won, but should have, could have, would have, don't work in real life or in the NFL. So here we are. We're sitting at 5-5, but we're not out of it. You know, that there's still a lot of football left to play, and you know as well as I do that anything can happen in the NFL, and usually does. So I think the next 5 weeks or so are really going to be some exciting times for all football fans. You know, this has been a really good season for the NFL. You know, you got some teams that are climbing up from the bottom that are pretty good this year. You're looking at, you know, teams like even Detroit. You're looking at teams like Carolina. You're looking at teams Arizona. Teams that were really down and out for a number of years that are playing some pretty good ball and making life in the NFL very interesting. And as far as the Packers go, you know, they're at 500 now. If they get a win over Minnesota, like you said, that you go into Detroit, and who knows what can happen there. I mean, who knows, maybe Rodgers will be back by then. Highly unlikely, but anything's possible. But if he's not, maybe you go in there and you steal a win from the Lions. Those things happen. So, you know, I'm disappointed with yesterday. I'm disappointed with the Eagles game. Those were two winnable games. I remain optimistic that this team can still turn it around and, you know, like you say, make it to the dance. And then from there, anything can happen. So I remain optimistic. Cautiously optimistic, and I think it should be a fun ride from here on out.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think everything's fine too. We're only one game out. We control our own destiny. Certainly, if we would win out, we would be in the playoffs. That means we control our own destiny. We're only one game out in the loss column. We're 2-1 in the division. We play all three of our division opponents one more time, so we certainly have an opportunity to make up ground on our own with Detroit and Chicago, and I'm excited for the last six game stretch to see how it all plays out. We would like to thank you for listening to LombardiApp.com's special edition of the Packers Sports Channel panel here on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to catch us tomorrow morning and Thursday morning at 8:30 for another round of the Packer Sports Panel. For our producer, Ray Rivard, I'm Davey Miller. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of your day, everybody.